regular host of the NHL Hour on Sirius. At least he was. I don't know. Is it on anymore? Well, you can sit down. Hello.
Don't even give me a chance to sit down?
I give you a chance to sit down. Well, you know how it is. It's loose and goose with the rules around here, Gary. You've known that. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing? It's great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you back. Are you not doing the show anymore, are you?
No. Well, in the back of my mind, we'll get back to it. But
will you?
We've been busy, and so
I just
haven't gotten back into the routine.
I got to tell you, of all the times I've been around you, this is my favorite. You just got a press pass for this game tonight, so
I'm
a little worried you might get kicked out.
Well, it depends on how I perform with you right now.
Oh, well, it's always been glorious. What, first of all, pray tell, brings you to Calgary?
Well, I always try to get everywhere at least once in the course of the season. And the B'nai B'rith dinner, which is a pretty big deal here, I understand.
No kidding. Yeah.
Actually, last night, I think, was the 64th dinner. They wanted to have me attend as they honored Al Libin and me.
Well, they honored you, too.
Like, yeah. It was great.
Well, very well.
You know, what's more interesting, I think, than the fact that it was the 64th dinner and they've honored premiers and mayors and the late Harley Hotchkiss? That chapter was founded in 1917, 96 years ago. You know what else was founded in 1917?
National Hockey League.
You know, you're pretty good.
Except
we're a little younger, I think.
Just a little bit.
No, we were a few months later.
Okay. Since we're talking about Calgary, is there a role? We know we're close to an announcement on a building and a facility.
We are.
Well,
we hope we are.
The role of the National Hockey League in this process, have you played an active role?
We try to be helpful. Mm-hmm. We've tried to facilitate, in other instances, communication, information, and we'll hope to play the same role here if asked. I had a nice chat with the mayor yesterday. It was the first time we had met, so it was really more get acquainted than anything else. But I'm hopeful that there'll be a new event center, because as much charm as this building has, you know, you go around the league, I think this building, you know, if you exclude, for example, Detroit, which is going to get a new building, and the Islanders, which are moving to a new building, I think by 10 years, this is the oldest building in the league, and this one's the old style of construction. All the other buildings that are at least 10 years younger are in the new form.
Yeah.
And you know, I know they did a renovation here, what was it, 15 or 18 years ago.
Sure.
Kind of didn't get it right because the lower bowl's way too small. It's the smallest bowl, lower bowl in the league by thousands. So, you know, and it's a great opportunity when you build a new event center. A new facility, it gives you an opportunity to do other things around it. So were you in Columbus for?
I wasn't for the All-Star game.
But you've been to Columbus.
Yes.
You see what the Arena District is.
Yes.
It's completely transformed. That's in it. You go to Los Angeles and you see LA Live.
Yep.
You see what they're going to do up the road in Edmonton. So I'm hoping that it all comes together nicely and that this is a great opportunity not only to provide what's necessary in terms of a facility for the Flames, but it's more than that in terms of family shows and concerts and conventions and the like. And if you do it right, it can be transformative for a city.
Having been through this process as many times as you have, how would you categorize or characterize here in Calgary? Is this troubling? Is this status quo?
I'm not in a position to categorize.
Okay.
Yesterday was, as I said, my first meeting with the mayor, and it was more to get acquainted more than anything else. I think that's a conversation best directed at Ken King.
You just come out of Columbus, which means you've just done the State of the Union stuff, and I've said all afternoon, I kind of want to avoid that. There's a couple of different directions I'd like to go with you, if you're cool with that.
It's your show, so you can ask me anything you want. And if you ask me a question I've never been asked before, you'll get a special prize.
Why is fighting down in the National Hockey League this year?
I think you on most things where people, particularly in your business, like to find the one answer that solves every question. I think it's a variety of factors.
Right.
The fact that we now require facial protection, which is very important, may be a factor. I happen to think the bigger factor, because you're seeing a trend in this direction over the years is the competitive balance is so great that managers putting their teams together understand that skill is more important than anything else right now, because the difference between teams is so infinitesimal. You see it in the races through the regular season as to who makes the playoffs, and once the playoffs start, anything can happen, and you got to worry more about how good your defense is and how able you are to score goals than anything else.
It just seems so dramatic from one year to the next, in the sense that we've lost a lot of that traditional heavyweight.
But that goes to the skill point. You got to be able to skate in this league. The game is really fast now, as you know, and it's been evolutionary. We didn't change the rules.
Right.
We didn't mandate anything. I think the conclusion that people running teams have reached is you better be good.
Yeah, well, and you just used the word that I guess answers my next question. Is it a trend or is it the evolution of the game? You think this is more...
But
it's not something
not,
we
not,
might...
Not to play semantics. What's the difference between a trend and evolution?
Well,
isn't evolution the result of a trend?
I look at it... Well, very well. I guess when I think of trend, I think of something that could come back around.
It could. Evolution, you know, things happen. So I'm not projecting or predicting. It is what it is, and I've always had that view as it relates to fighting, because that's determined by the players and the teams.
One of the really great hot button topics right now is analytics, and we learned that the league is going to add more to the website, more for fans here in the next little while.
Well, I wouldn't put what we're doing in the category of analytics per se.
Okay.
It's really to take fans closer to the game. So it was widely chronicled that I was sitting with an iPad on my lap during the All-Star game and during the skills competition. We have been testing what we'll call player and puck tracking. And so we have the ability, it's got to be refined, I'm not sure where it's going to take us and what it means, but we will have the ability in real time to see who's on the ice in terms looking at a computer screen, how long they're on for a shift, how long they've been on for the game so far, how far they've skated, how fast they're skating, the fastest they've skated, their average speed, and for the puck, which is on the ice all the time, obviously, but, you know, what the average speed of the puck is and what the fastest it's been. It's something that will, particularly for fans who want more information and for broadcasters, because in real time, they're going to be able to give you some pretty interesting information.
What I'm interested about, Gary, is how do you view where how we got to here? Because it seems to me, particularly in hockey, that fans might have played a big role in this in terms of the websites and the conversation about analytics that popped up over the last number of years.
Well, NHL fans are the most connected fans to the game of any sport.
Right.
They tend to be tech-oriented, tech-savvy, and everything we do in the digital space is intended to give our fans a better experience. Now, you know, you talk about analytics and the clubs. Clubs are all doing their own information, but they do it manually. It's a little subjective. It's subject to human error. The stuff that we're working on with Sports Vision is something that's quite precise. And we think it may translate into other things that we can do, even with respect to officiating down the road.
Do you anticipate that, you know, that again, going back, you know, taking a look at some of the work that some of these, you know, these bright minds, bloggers and whatever they've done, are they going to get a crack at Sports Vision? Are they going to be able to see the information and maybe take it in a different direction?
You know, the answer to your question is we're in the embryonic stage of a work in progress.
In
my State of the League, I indicated we're looking to develop the technology to see if it works and how it might best work.
Mm.
We haven't figured out how to use it yet because we want to get comfortable first that it works.
Another internet-based question. Would the league ever entertain duplicating what CapKeep provided to so many in terms of cap information, in terms of contract information, because it's become such a part of the conversation?
You know, I wish it weren't a part of the conversation, which may give you an indication of my bias. I don't know. We haven't focused on that yet. I always think that there's too much attention on how much players make and what the salary cap situation is, because on some level it's irrelevant. You, how high your salaries are, how right. close you are to the cap, is sometimes more a function of the evolution of your team. Do you have a mature team? Do you have right. a young developing team?
Right.
So I think all that stuff gets too much attention, and when there's, you know, hysteria which isn't founded on what the Canadian dollar is going to do to the cap, it's like, why is anybody focused on that? We have 1,230 great games night in and night out. Let's focus on what's taking place on the ice.
But what's the difference between that and the stats we were just talking about? You know, those stats...
I don't know where he got them from, CapGeek or whoever it was. It's not something I paid a lot of attention to.
Right.
It's not something that I focused on with our guys, so I can't tell you with certainty what we will or won't do.
No, okay, fair enough. But I again, you know, if... It is part of the conversation, part of the media conversation, part of the fan.
But we don't have to be a part of a conversation that may be a distraction.
Okay. Well, no. I mean, I'm not gonna push it because.
Well, you're pushing it, but you can push
no, but
it.
I think.
Go ahead.
No, I think I'm on the other side of this because clearly this is what everybody talks about.
Well, stop. Go talk about the game.
But they don't, Gary. I mean, that's it's our business too because we have to react to what people want, right?
I'm not sure that people are all that concerned with what player salaries are. I think they're more concerned about who scored a goal, who had an assist,
right.
a great save, and how the team is doing.
Okay.
That's my take.
No, that's fair. That's why I asked you. We agree to disagree.
Well, I don't know that we're even disagreeing.
Well, then we're not disagreeing.
Well, maybe we're disagreeing about that.
Maybe. And I do want to kind of go to a couple of different areas. One that you and I had a conversation about, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago.
Whoa.
Head injuries.
Yes.
You have changed the rules. I know that you made investments and partnerships in terms of studying them. Can
yes.
you update us on where we are in terms of the National Hockey League and head injuries?
Well, player safety is yep. a paramount concern, and I believe we've had a leadership role since at least 1997. We were the first sports league to study concussions, and we did that with the Players Association. And it's a working study group that to this day exists,
mm-hmm.
trainers, doctors, experts in the field. We were the first sports league to do baseline testing, first sports league to have protocols for diagnosis and return to play decisions. We softened the environment by going to Plexi. We've changed equipment. We've changed the rules. There are hits that 20 years ago were perfectly legal in this game that
right.
are not anymore. We have a Department of Player Safety, the first sports league to do that, and we were the first and we're still the only sports league that when we administer supplemental discipline,
mm-hmm.
we're completely transparent. We explain it in video. So we're going to continue the working, the health and safety group, I believe, met over All-Star Weekend. It's something that we continue to focus on. We want the game to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
But we also want it to be as safe as possible.
Have you found anything out in the research partnerships that you've had, or is it still too early? Are they still gaining?
Medicine is still evolving on the subject.
Yeah, okay.
The fact is nobody understood or still has certainty as to long-term implications. There are theories, there are some studies, but it's still a work in progress. If you talk to the experts in the field, there are still lots of opinions. But what we want to do is make sure we do what we can in a physical game to reduce the number of concussions. And when a player has one, I think we've all, as a result of the evolving medicine, gotten better at treating them and early detection and getting a player, not to have a recurrent concussion until he's fully recovered, hopefully never again a concussion, is something that we think has worked dramatically to reduce concussions and the amount of time lost as a result.
A personal question for you about your role, and it has less to do with the game and overall being the commissioner in charge of a sport. When you got into this business, there wasn't the immediacy in terms of the internet and social media. But I want to ask you about social change. The National Football League has had a very interesting winter, fall. Last year, the NBA went through an issue, a very significant social issue in Los Angeles. Gary, what is the I guess, the atmosphere around when it comes to social responsibility in professional sports these days? How much has it changed?
Well, I believe that because of the scrutiny that everything gets, not just athletes, entertainers, everybody, there has become a greater level of accountability. I don't think that's a bad thing. But I'm also not prepared to get up and scream that we need some personal conduct code. Our personnel, whether it's players or executives or owners, understand what's expected of them. Night in and night out, day in and day out, overwhelmingly they comport themselves magnificently, and I'm proud of the way they do. But when we have an issue, we deal with it, and we deal with it quickly and sternly. And that's the way we're going to continue to do it. I don't think, you know, we need to overreact and say, you know, if you do X, you get X number of games, because you got to examine every case on a case-by-case basis. And the good news for us is we haven't, you know, knock on my head, knock on wood, we haven't had too many. And that's why I say our people do a great job of understanding their roles in life.
Is it a bigger part of your job today than it was before?
Only in terms of, you know, I think there's more scrutiny and people are more aware of things that are going on. You know, everybody carries around a video camera, and so the world is different. But again, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. People should be held accountable for their conduct.
Never enough time. As always, appreciate this. Do I get the prize?
No, I'm sorry.
Hold on, then. Here's my last one. Why can't the Calgary Flames refer to Stockton as the California Golden Seals? Can they do that? Because you haven't had that question.
I don't know who owns the trademark for that.
Okay. Come on. You haven't been asked that question.
No, I haven't. That
is, okay. I get the prize.
I'm going to give you a box of beef jerky.
You're the best. Always good to see you, my friend. When you have more time, by all means.
Worst case, I'll see you at the draft. That's part of our annual ritual.
That's our agreement.
That's right.
Our agreement.
It's good to see you.
Good to see you, Gary.
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.